It's an unexpected pleasure. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Tangerine.
Tangerine who?
Tangerine the bellboy, come in. Come on, come on.
Who's there?
Fortification.
Fortification
who? Fortification, I'm going to Buffalo. Come on, come on.
Who's there?
Gorilla.
Gorilla
who? Gorilla of my dreams, I love you. Come on, come on.
Who's there?
Dick. Your hands up, I'm don't die. Canuck, canuck.
Who's there?
Frankfurter.
Frankfurter who?
Frankfurter, lovely evening. Canuck, canuck.
Who's there?
Derby hat.
Derby hat who?
Derby hat time in the old town tonight. Canuck, canuck.
Who's there?
Goldstein.
Goldstein
who? There's Goldstein Dunbar Hill. Canuck, canuck, canuck. Makushla!
Makushla,
Makushla first Valdana! Canuck, canuck!
Who's there?
Lemke!
Lemke who?
Lemke, call your sweetheart! Ring, ring!
Who's there?
Ebo!
Ebo who?
Ebo gas, no knock! Boys, why don't you stop all that psychopathic patois?
Psychopathic
patois? Don't you try to two-time me!
Thank you. tales most every day, followed my instructions closely every way. Never, never seemed to get on, never learned a doggone thing, till I clipped a coupon, sudden success to bring. Why, they smiled and they laughed when I sat down to play. I'm the life of the party now, why, the boy's okay, I heard the people say. I'm the life of the party now. Now there's a little girl over there who always said you're a fool. But now she has that come on stare.
Rah, 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 horse, what a school.
And so I play and I pay and pay and pay. I'm the life of the party now.
Boy, I ain't no city slicker. My interests is incest, bestiality, and liquor. I live on grits and catfish that muck around in the fountains. And I'm just a cunt, cunt, country boy, and I fuck around in the mountains. But I've been down in Georgia, I've been in Carolina, I've been in both their sisters and the hole in the lonesome pine. Been in and out of Charlotte, and her husband's after me. But halfway up Virginia is where I wanna be. Yeah, halfway up Virginia is where I wanna be. Now I've got 50 sweethearts, they think that I'm a star. One of them says, oh baby, and the rest of them say, bar. You can't depend on a four-legged friend. And when I go out bonking, I dress that sheep in a gingham gown and take her honky-tonking. Two to the left, two to the right, hooves together and do-si-do. I needn't buy no new fur coat, cause she's got one that's curly. Just a jug or two of Mountain Dew and turnips for my girly. I've stuffed my tool in a Georgia mule, but I give them cows a miss. Cause she feels that you couldn't rush around to the front when you want to give them a kiss. But I've been in Alberta, I've been chasing beaver, had a pokey in my stokey with a three-legged golden retriever. I've been through Mississippi and her husband's after me. Yeah! But halfway up Virginia is where I wanna be. Yeah, halfway up Virginia is where I wanna be. Had a bunk up with a skunk up where the bluegrass blooms. Had a good fuck from a woodchuck and polecats and raccoons. A hound dog and a groundhog, a possum up a tree, and everything that bleats and barks and can't run faster than me. Yahoo! They're playing my tune. Now down the creek lives Lulu Bell. She's a virgin and I believe her. But if she ain't good enough for her own kinfolk, she ain't good enough for me neither. I've had all critters, great and small, in the hills of Tennessee. And every last one is female, cause there ain't nothing strange about me. And I've yodeled down the canyon on both sides of Caroline. And I'll go var again someday if her brother doesn't mind. I've messed around in Buffalo from sea to shining sea. Yeah! But halfway up
Virginia, this is where I wanna be, yeah. Halfway up Virginia, this is where I wanna be, yeah. Halfway up Virginia, this is where I wanna be.
Yodelay, hodelodelay, hodelodelay. Here, pussy, 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 pussy. Here, pussy, 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 pussy.
I've posed for pictures with ivory soap. I've petted stray dogs and shied clear of dope. My smile is brilliant. My glance is tender. But I'm noted most for my unspoiled gender. I've been made Miss Rheingold, though I never touch beer. And I'm the person to whom they say, "You're sweet, my dear." The only etchings I've seen have been behind glass. And the closest I've been to a bar was at ballet class. Prim and proper. The girl who's never been cased. Well, I'm tired of being pure and not chaste. Like something that seeks its level. I wanna go to the devil, wanna be evil. I wanna spit tax. I wanna be evil and cheat at jacks. I wanna be wicked. I wanna tell lies. I wanna be mean and throw my ties. I want to wake up in the morning with that dark brown taste. I wanna see some dissipation in my face. I wanna be evil. I wanna be mad. But more than that, I wanna be bad. I wanna be evil and trump an ace. Just to see my partner's face. I wanna be nasty. I wanna be cruel. I wanna be daring. I wanna shoot pool. And in the theater, I want to change my seat. Just so I can step on everybody's feet. I wanna be evil. I wanna hurt for lies. I wanna sing songs like the guy who cries. I wanna be horrid. I wanna drink booze. And whatever I've got, I am eager to lose. I wanna be evil, little evil me, just as mean and evil as I can be. Thank you.
Good morning, good evening, good day to you and yours. This is KBC. As if you didn't know, and you are back for another edition of the Bit Slap, another wild card edition, another grab bag. And I came up with a really cool way to randomize them. So I just pick out a boatload of stuff, put them all together, and see how they mix. Kind of like when you're making spaghetti, you know, you take the spaghetti, you toss it up against the wall. When it sticks to the wall, it's done. You know how to do that, right? So I do the same thing with the songs. We started today with David Seville, Ross Bagdasarian to you. That was called Almost Good, as if you didn't know. And the claim to fame on that was that it was the flip side to the Chipmunk song. The Christmas song with the Chipmunks. The one that launched 1,000 Shits. David Seville. Real name, Ross Bagdasarian. Stuff Smith and the Onyx Club Orchestra, Knock Knock. Joe Haynes and his orchestra, dueling orchestras there. I'm the Life of the Party Now. Ivor Biggin, and I believe that was either the D-Cups or the Red Nose Burglars with him. Halfway Up Virginia. Eartha Kitt, I Want to Be Evil. Julie Brown, Evil. That was Because I'm a Blonde. and the spawn and clams, a favorite of mine. So we'll just be picking them out of the pot, throwing them up against the wall, see how they stick. If you don't like what you're hearing, just wait a few minutes. There'll be something different along any moment now. Just remember, find the doorway nearest your seat for escape in case of emergency, and don't panic. I'll see you back in a few moments with some sort of dribble.
An old Australian stock man, a rock band, trying but dying. They get themselves up onto their collective elbows, revert to their 60s instrumentation, and they try again. There's a lady who's sure all that glitters is gold, and she's buying a stairway to heaven. All together now. And she's buying a stairway to heaven. And when she gets there, she knows if those stores are all closed, with a word she can get what she came for. All together now. With a word she can get what she came for. Ooh, and it makes me wonder, how does it affect your blood?
And it makes us wonder.
That's interesting, that, yeah. There's a sign on the wall, but she wants to be sure, 'cause you know sometimes words have two meanings. All together now.
'Cause you know sometimes words have two meanings.
A lot of words have two meanings. Like in this song, the word to buy, buying a stairway to heaven. Bought. Broad, isn't it? Well, there's lots of words have two meanings. In the tree by the brook, there's a songbird who sings. Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven. All together now.
Sometimes all of our thoughts are misgiven.
Misgiven? Just change instruments now. Thank you very much. Misgiven, ladies and gentlemen. Is it nice to have your name mentioned in the song? Yeah, isn't it good? Lovely lady.
For Ross there on the free trembler. Good one.
Can I change instruments again?
Thank you. Nearly finished.
There's a lady I'm sure that I mentioned before. Yeah, I did, yeah. And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
All together now.
And she's buying a stairway to heaven.
When it makes me wonder.
Ooh, when it makes us wonder. Ooh, when it makes us wonder. It makes us wonder.
Thank you. What did I ever do? And I was lost before the day I ever met you. Oh, 'cause you gave me a kiss and you stole my heart away, leaving me with nothing more to do but say, oh, you captured my soul and I lost all control. My arms are empty without you to hold. 'Cause I once was lost, but you showed me the way, leaving me with nothing more to do but say, oh, shit, and I would have nothing if I didn't have you. And I would stand still and my heart would break in two. 'Cause I'm just a fool fell in love with you, and making love to you is all that I wanna do.
A mother and a very young person made up this next song for me. My family and I sometimes sing it before we go to sleep. I'll sing it now for you, and you can learn it if you want to. Then we can sing it together, you and I. It's called Tree, Tree, Tree. 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 We love you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We love you. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Let's sing it together now. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. We love you. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We love you. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree. Tree, tree, tree.
There's gonna be some changes in the White House this year when they see Lincoln's ghost just running around. They're gonna see George Washington and other presidents. They're watching from their home above. They're watching all the messes going round. There's gonna be the friend of old Gaddafi that is found in our White House. Gaddafi's going to flare up his ugly face again. And when he does,
his people are gonna hold him down. So he won't cause havoc to their land again. There's gonna be some changes made when all the lights begin to go out and blackouts come from all around. All the governments are gonna have a visit from the other side. They're gonna see more UFOs this year. They're gonna have some warnings all around. We better listen to the people's cry. We better straighten up our feet. There's gonna be a time when all the power of all the men will fall, when all the blackouts come around. When we look around, we'll see a galaxy. Coming here to help the earth and help us gain back our land. Love will come out again when all else fails. There is going to be some firing that this is high for.
Many, many years, and they're gonna just be falling apart. When the power's taken all away, there's gonna be some changes here and there.
Now let us talk about the brown bomber. Let us tell the nation the story. Let us talk about the brown bomber. Joe Louis was a fighting man. Well, let us talk about the brown bomber. Tell the nation the story. Let us talk about the brown bomber. Joe Louis was a fighting man. Well, now stop, let me tell you this story, and I hope you'll understand. I want to talk about a mighty great fighting man. He fought with the master's hand. He was born way down in the lowland in the state of ALA. He's a farmer boy, so I was told. He had motherwit in his heart. Until one day he's thinking hard, thinking about the things involved. He packed his bag, kissed his mother in the dough, and headed for old Detroit. And there he started to work and train. He never did have any fun. Until one day, to his surprise, up walked Mr. Blackburn. Then Joe Louis started his career. His future was at stake. He fought from the bottom through the Golden Glove and on to the heavyweight. Now let us talk about the brown bomber. Oh, tell the nation his story. Good Lord, talk about the brown bomber. Well, Joe Louis was a fighting man. Well, let us talk about the brown bomber. Oh, tell the nation the story. Let us talk about the brown bomber. Well, Joe Louis was a fighting man.
Well, there's Canary smelling an old bear.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
John Henry Luce, Jack Dempsey was there.
Way down in Jericho.
He fought Max Smell the second time.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
Knocked him down, took the crown.
Way down in Jericho.
Now a million people, they all were glad.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
Greatest champ we've ever had.
Way down in Jericho.
Now let us talk about the brown bomber. Oh, tell the nation his story.
Good Lord, we'll talk about the brown bomber.
Well,
Joe Louis was a fighting man.
Well, let us talk about the brown bomber.
Tell the nation his story. Let us talk about the brown bomber.
Well,
Joe Louis was a fighting man.
Now just read the story of his life.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
His dear-loving mother was the light.
Way down in Jericho.
She told him to pray, treat your neighbor right.
Just like the Battle of Jericho.
Mary
hard work who went to bed at night,
way down in Jericho.
Now all you great fighters, you listen to me,
just like the Battle of Jericho.
You never win a battle until you get on your knee,
way down in Jericho.
Old Peter, Moses, James and John,
just like the Battle of Jericho.
Josh, you bit the battle and the battle was won,
way down in Jericho.
Now let us talk about the brown bomber, tell the nation the story. Let us talk about the brown bomber. Joe Louis was a fighting man.
While we're on the subject of hard work, I just want to say that I always was a man to work. I was born working and I worked my way up by hard work. I ain't never got nowhere yet, but I got there by hard work. Work of the hardest kind. I've been down and I've been out. I've been disgusted and busted and I couldn't be trusted. I worked my way up and I worked my way down. I've been drunk and I've been sober and I've been baptized and got hijacked. I've been robbed for cash and I've been robbed on credit. Worked my way in jail and I worked my way out of jail. Woke up a lot of mornings, didn't know where I was at. The hardest work I ever done was when I was trying to get myself a worried woman to help ease my worried mind. I'm gonna tell you just how much work I had to do to get this woman I was telling you about. I shook hands with 97 of her kin folks and her blood relatives, and I done the same with 86 people as just her friends and her neighbors. I kissed 73 babies and I put dry pants on 34 of them, as well as others. Done this same thing several times, as well as a lot of other things, just about like this. I held 125 wild horses and I put saddles and bridles on more than that. Harnessed some of the craziest and the wildest teams in that whole country. I rode 14 loco broncos to a standstill and I let 42 hound dogs lick me all over. 7 times I was bit by hungry dogs, and I was chewed all to pieces by water moccasins and rattlesnakes on 2 river bottoms. I chopped and I carried 314 armloads of stove wood, 109 buckets of coal, carried a gallon of kerosene 18 miles over the mountain, got lost, lost a good pair of shoes in the mud hole, and I chopped and I weeded 48 rows of short cotton, 13 acres of bad corn. I cut the sticker weeds out of 11 backyards. All on account of cause I wanted to show her I was a man and liked to work. I cleaned out 9 barn lofts, cranked 31 cars, all makes and models. Pulled 3 cars out of mud holes and 4 or 5 out of snow drifts. I dug 5 cisterns of water for some of her friends, run all kinds of errands. Played the fiddle for 9 church meetings. I joined 11 separate denominations. I joined up and I signed up with 7 best trade unions I could find. Paid my wages, my dues 6 months in advance. I waded 48 miles of swamps and 6 big rivers, walked across 2 ranges of mountains, crossed 3 deserts. I got the fever, sunstroke, malaria, flu, moonstruck, skeeter bit, poison ivy, 7-year itch, and the blind staggers. I was give up for less, lost and dead a couple of times. Struck my lightning, struck my Congress, struck my friends and kinfolks, as well as my 3 cars on highways and a lot of times in people's hen houses. I've been hit and run down, run over and walked on, knocked around. Now I'm just sitting here now trying to study up what else I can do to show out a woman I still ain't afraid of hard work.
My wife left town with a banana. Love's a rotten deal. Found that yellow devil hiding in her purse. He's cold and he's hard, but he's got appeal. I hope it never happens to you. Some fruit breaks your marriage in two. My wife left town with a banana. My baby's slipping away. My wife left town with a banana. I'm a jealous man. She found a 6-inch Latin lover. Now she does the tango with her right hand. And right now I could just die. He's eating my banana cream pie. My wife left town with a banana. My baby's slipping, my baby's slipping, my baby's slipping away.
How do you do? The purpose of this recording is to introduce you to the staff of Mad Magazine, so you can hear how each of them sounds in real life. First, allow me to introduce myself. My name is Albert B. Feldstein, and I am the editor of Mad. It's my job. My name is Albert B. Feldstein, and I am the editor of Mad. It's my job to... I am the editor of Mad, and it's my job... Well, what's so funny about that? Well, anyway, here's John Putnam and Joe DeFusco, Hollywood, Bob Clark, Gloria Orlando, Frank Jacobs, Don Martin, Leonard Brenner, Joe Orlando, David Berg, Celia Morelli, Frank Kelly Fries, George Woodbridge, Mark Drucker, Al Jaffe. And here's the publisher, William Gaines. They're all mad.
Thank you.
All
right, yeah. While John Zorn and the boys are waiting to make up their minds what they're going to do here, I'll just jump in and we'll talk about it. It wasn't so painful, was it? Okay. Let me know if it starts to hurt. You know, just bang on my arm or something. That's what my dentist tells me. Since, you know, just start screaming. Anyway, I started that set with Rolf Harris, his version of Stairway to Heaven. Dean Milan, the Doing It Like a Dog guy. That was Shadooby, his other big hit. Mr. Rogers, dead. Buried with his sweater, I'm giving to understand. That was, yes, his biggest hit, Tree, Tree, Tree. I love those romantic ballads. Frances Cannon, otherwise known as Frances Baskerville. She's the singing psychic. And that was Lincoln's Ghost. We'll do that in honor of the fact that Lincoln was shot around this time of the year, right after the Civil War ended in April of 1865. Coincidence? I think not. Joe Lewis was a fighting man from the Dixie Ayers, 15 Rounds for Jesus, Sister Winona Carr, Mr. Woody Guthrie, Talking Hard Work, Carlos Borzini. There's one you don't hear every day. My Wife Left Home with a Banana. And meet the staff of Mad Magazine from a flexi disc included in a magazine many years ago. So that brings us up to where we are now. Once again, you're listening to a grab bag edition of the Bitslap, wherein I just have a boatload of stuff and I literally pick them out without looking at them, throw them into a folder and throw them against the wall. The ones that don't stick, go back in for next time so you hear them again some other time. But in the meantime, we have quite a bunch of stuff for you today. And I invite you to continue to listen. Continue to keep an eye on the exit doors and the exit strategies of your choice. And I will come back to rescue you before it's too late. Do hang in there, and I'll see you in a bit.
Thank you.
the sobbing pine. Footsteps echo by my side. A spirit face, a sign. Twilight skies are all alight. Across the deep lagoon, a face is breaking through the night. My Indian maid, pale moon. Speak to thy love forsaken, thy spirit mantle throw. Ere thou the great white dawn awaken, and to the sea thou swingest low. Then to the west I'll follow, across the deep lagoon, swift as a flying arrow, to thy abode, pale moon. To thy abode, pale moon.
Hey, look over there. What's that gooey thing on the floor in the corner?
Oh, yuck.
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 That is so disgusting. Yuck.
Yuck.
Yuck. It's halfway decomposed. Oh, yuck.
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 That is so disgusting. Yuck.
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 It's really, really gross. Touch it first, I dare ya. Go on, poke it with a stick.
No.
Look out, cause it might scare you. Ooh, I'm going to be sick. Oh, yuck.
Yuck.
Yuck. That is so disgusting. Yuck.
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 It's halfway decomposed. Yuck.
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 That is so disgusting. Yuck.
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 That's really, really gross. Oh, you broke the mucus lining. It's oozing greenish juice. It smells decayed and slimy. Look out! I think it's loose. It moved. Oh no, it's climbing toward us. It's sucking for your shoes. It's a snot tyrannosaurus. But don't let it get on you. Oh, yuck.
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 That is so disgusting. Yuck.
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 It's halfway decomposed. Yuck. So disgusting. Yuck.
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 That's really, really gross. That putrid rot is growing. Maybe we better run.
Hey, hey, come on, I'm only fooling. And we're having so much fun.
Yuck.
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 That is so disgusting. Yuck.
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 It's halfway decomposed. So disgusting. Yuck.
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 That's really, really gross.
You're ugly. You're ugly.
over the phone, introduced by my cousin, whose name was Simone. You told me you look fly, you told me you look good, you said you had the best body in the neighborhood. Days went by and I was anxious to meet you, didn't think about nothing else but how I could greet you. But then that day finally came, I was tired of hearing your voice and your name. I learned something new, but not from a teacher. I'm sorry to say that you look like a creep. You had a big fat butt and an ugly face. Yes, indeed, I must say, you are disgraced. Don't have much time, not even to waste. My name is Double Law, I have better taste.
Hide your face in the ground, get out of town. Make up your face to look like a clown. You're ugly anyway, all night, all day. You're only 19 and your hair is gray. With so cheap clothes, your ugly nose. You had the nerve to take a picture and wanna pose. You're the splitting image of a planet 8. I'll bust you on your head with the milk crate. Eliminating monsters in all the states. You're the ugliest thing I ever seen in my days.
You heard a figure speak, that you're sweeter than honey. But me and Valor are rapping about your ugly. So don't send no letters or pictures of your friend. You know damn well I'll see you at the end. Don't front on me, I'll pull off your wig. I'm speaking loud and clear, can you dig? You're ugly as hell, everybody can tell by the way you look and the way you smell. Smell like something from a dirty river. You look like Michael Jackson when he was on Thriller.
Take a bath for 9 weeks. You remind me of a dog I knew named Muggy. God damn, I have to say, you're so damn ugly.
You're ugly.
Chickens in a tambourine. A goslin pin and a gander rock, a humpback mule, a plow in the sock, an old hound dog and a lighter knot, a goslin quill and a dabbling pot. 16 chickens in a tambourine. Sing a true rock, a loo-da-da-da, the funniest sight that I've ever seen. 16 chickens in a tambourine. Sixteen chickens in a tambourine.
that I've ever seen. 16 chickens and a tambourine. Well, the bridle and the saddle up on the shelf. You want any more, you hang it yourself. 16 chickens and a tambourine. Take it through the rock, through the rock. Funniest sight that I've ever seen. 16 chickens and a tambourine. Call me Colonel Sanders Willie.
Seeing me, I come from the tomato family, and if you have A and C in you, you'll be as healthy as can be.
Why, there's a great big storm a-coming, but storms don't bother me, 'cause I'm just as strong as I can be. Why, my family's lived here on Farmer Davies' land for over 100 years. We just keep growing bigger and bigger each and every year because he leaves us here. Of course, some of us go on to higher calling, and it's just about the greatest honor any vegetable can have.
Well, I come from the broccoli family, and I'm sure that we have more vitamins in us than you have in yourself.
Well, I have vitamin A and calcium, too.
Well, I'm not quite sure what the broccoli family has in it, but I know it must be a lot more than you.
Why, here they come. Why, they're looking at me.
Why, they're gonna pick me. They're gonna pick me.
I just can't believe it. After all these years, they're gonna finally pick me.
Oh, my mom will be so proud of me.
By swimming around, feels a lot better than I thought it would.
Wow. This is lots of fun. I just can't wait to be a part of Farmer Davy now. This is the grandest honor any vegetable could have.
Bye. Bye.
Woo!
get the hiccups. Well, every time I gotta tease my baby, I get the hiccups. Well, my head starts to rattle, my knees start to shake, my whole inside starts to quiver and quake. Now my baby won't give me a day, because of hiccups. Well, oh my, the way she thrills me. Well, I love her so much, it almost kills me. Well, my head starts to rattle, my knees start to shake, my whole inside starts to quiver and quake. Now my baby won't give me a day, because of hiccups. Oh yes, yes. I got the hiccups. Well, oh my, the way she thrills me. Well, I love her so much, it almost killed me. But when my head starts to rattle, my knees start to shake, my whole inside starts to quiver and quake. Now my baby wanna give me a date, because of hiccups. Well, oh my, doggone these doggone hiccups. Oh, doggone. Oh, heck.
Sorry, but I kind of overreached my budget this week for background music. Please bear with us. All right. The end has approached. We started that set with two from one of my favorite bands, Cruella de Vil. You know them best for Those Two Dreadful Children. Here's two more. We heard Blues, Blues, Blues and Drunken Uncle John. The band mostly revolved around brother and sister, Colm and Philomena Muenzer, M-U-I-N-Z-E-R. They were from Ireland, from Belfast, Ireland. And I'm given to understand that she lives in London, he's somewhere in Canada. They don't speak to each other, who knows, but they did a lot of really good music. I found a bunch of their stuff on YouTube, and I'll dribble it at you from time to time. You can find them, more information, at CruellaDeVille.com. Two L's in Cruella. And two L's in DeVille. We heard from the Jerry Gray Orchestra, featuring the vocal talents of Thurl Ravenscroft, the one and only. That was Pale Moon, Yuck from Peter Alsap, Velour, and Double O, You're Ugly. Punch Man, okay. Boxcar Willie, 16 Chickens and a Tambourine. Francis Baskerville, the singing psychic, back again. The Vegetable Song, Weirdsville from George Ross and the Red Tops, and Roddy Jackson, Hiccups. And this music does give me hiccups. So, all right, so we'll be back next week with more stuff. I have a lot of ammunition for grab bag shows, so I may start doing those more often. But next week, I don't know, we'll see what we do. You never know, I never know. That's the good thing. I never know either. And even when I'm done today, I'm not going to be sure what I've done. So bear with me. Mystery tunes coming up, two of them actually. I hope I'm running out of time, so I hope I have time for both of them, but I have two mystery tunes for you today. One of them you'll think sounds familiar, and the other one you'll recognize. So please have a good week. Spring has got to be coming. I'm sick and tired of all this freaking rain. I know you are too, so maybe if we think really, really hard. All right, so think really hard and come back next week. If you have a headache, at least you tried. See you later. Goodbye.
You say you want an evolution. Well, we know you don't want to change the world. You tell me you're afraid of revolution. Well, we know you don't really want to change the world. But when you say America's number one, we all know that that's only with a gun. I don't think it's gonna be all right. No way, no way, no way.
You say you got an STI solution. For a bigger contribution, well, we know you already screwed us for all you can. And if you want money for weapons that daily slay, all I can tell you is, brother, shit, no. Don't go.
Cuckoo.